إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يحده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون أما بعد فإن الخير والحديث كتاب الله وخير الحديث هدي محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم وشر الأمور محدثاتها وكل محدثة بدأ وكل بدأة ضلالة وكل ضلالة في النار إمام بخاري رحمه الله he collects the following hadith narrated by Abu Huraira رضي الله عنه who said that I heard the Messenger of Allah صلى الله عليه وسلم said Allah will to test three who were a leper, a blind man, and a bald-headed man. So he sent them an angel who came to the leper and said, what thing do you like the most? He replied, good color and good skin, for the people have a strong aversion to me. The angel touched him and his illness was cured, and he was given good color and beautiful skin. The angel asked him, what kind of property do you love most? He replied, camels. So he was given a pregnant she-camel, and the angel said to him, may Allah bless you in it. The angel then went to the bald-headed man and said, what thing do you love the most? He said, I like good hair, and I wish to be cured of this disease, for the people feel repulsion for me. The angel touched him, and his illness was cured, and he was given good hair. The angel asked, what kind of property do you love best? He replied, cows. The angel gave him a pregnant cow and said, may Allah bless you in it. The angel then went to the blind man and asked him, what thing do you like best? He said, I like that Allah may restore my eyesight to me so that I may see the people. The angel touched his eyes and Allah gave him back his eyesight. The angel asked, what kind of property do you love best? And he replied, sheep. The angel gave him a pregnant sheep. After some time, all the three pregnant animals gave birth to young ones, and they multiplied and brought forth so much that one of them had a valley of camels, the other had a valley of cows, and the third had a valley of sheep. The angel then disguised in the shape and the appearance of a leper, went to the leper and said, I am a poor man who has lost all means of livelihood while on a journey. So none will satisfy my need except Allah and then you. In the name of Him who has given you such nice color and beautiful skin and so much property, I ask you to give me a camel so that I may reach my destination. The man replied, I have many obligations, so I cannot give you. The angel said, I think I know you. Were you not a leper to whom the people had a strong aversion to? Weren't you a poor man and then Allah gave you all this property? He replied, this is all wrong. I got this property through inheritance and from my forefathers. The angel replied, if you are telling a lie, then let Allah make you as you were before. Then the angel disguised in the shape of an appearance of a bald man went to the bald man and said to him the same as he told the first man. And he too answered in the same fashion as the first one did. The angel said, if you are lying, then let Allah make you as you were before. Finally, the angel, disguised in the shape of a blind man, went to the blind man and said, I am a poor man and a traveler, whose means of livelihood have been exhausted while on a journey. I have nobody to help me except Allah. After him, you. I ask you in the name of Allah who has given you back your eyesight to give me a sheep so that with its help I may complete my journey. The man said, no doubt I was blind and Allah gave me back my eyesight. I was poor and Allah made me rich. So take anything you wish for my property. By Allah, I will not stop you from taking anything you need of my property for which you may take for Allah's sake. The angel replied, keep your property with you. You three have been tested by Allah, and Allah is pleased with you, and He is angry with your companions. Subhanakallahumma wa bihamdika ashhadu an la ilaha illa anta astaghfiruka wa atubu ilayk. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله. This hadith, there are many benefits to be learned from this hadith, some of which I would like to share. And the topic of today's khutbah is really about showing gratitude and shukr to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for the many blessings that He has bestowed upon us. Allah mentions in the Quran that were you to count the blessings of Allah upon you, you would not be able to. And He also mentions that many of the blessings are zahir, are apparent, but many more are batin, are hidden. If we were to start to count the blessings of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, many of us would struggle after maybe 5, 10, 15. But the reality is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says they cannot be counted. They cannot be quantified, the number of blessings that He has given you. And especially the hidden blessings. The blessings that we are, not only are we unable to see, but are completely oblivious of. We go through our lives with these hidden blessings that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bestows upon us without even realizing that they are there. Without even realizing that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has blessed us with them. So that's the first thing to mention, that the blessings of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala are innumerable and incountable and infinite for the one who truly begins to appreciate the blessings of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The second thing to mention is that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, or the blessings that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us, are a test. They are a means to show those who are grateful and those who are ungrateful. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala equates Iman and Islam with shukr. And He equates kufr with those who are ungrateful. Because the greatest kufr, the greatest disbelief, is to worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to worship others other than Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, when it is He who has given you everything that you have. Everything that you have, from the very life that was breathed into you, to the innumerable blessings, the incalculable blessings, everything is from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, yet people thank other than Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Whether they may thank the idols with which they worship, whether they may thank the prophets of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala rather than Allah. To thank other than Allah and to worship other than Allah is the greatest kufr and the greatest ingratitude that a man can commit. Whereas the one who recognizes that it is only Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala who should be worshipped, that in and of itself is shukr. And the one who then goes on, because shukr is an active verb in Arabic. It is not just something that we sit down and we say, I am grateful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But rather, we actively show our gratitude. We actively, and the greatest way is, other than accepting Islam, we practice Islam in our lives. We fulfill the obligations that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has placed upon us as Muslims. This is the first step towards gratitude. And there is gratitude of the heart, there is gratitude of the tongue, and there is gratitude of the limbs. The gratitude of the heart is to recognize some of the blessings which are apparent that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us. And also, some of the trials and the tribulations that Allah has protected us from. Well, especially today, we only have to look round the corner to see from amongst our brothers and sisters, those who Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has chosen to try. Whether it be through loss of health, whether it be through loss of wealth, whether it be through loss of family, there are those that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has tried greatly. Whereas we, by and large, have been blessed with afia, have been blessed with much goodness. And so, as well as recognize the physical blessings that Allah has given us, We recognize those trials and tribulations, those fitan that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has saved us from. The gratitude of the tongue is to speak. Firstly, is to speak about the blessing that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us. Not to be shy, not to be stingy, not to withhold with the tongue to speak about the blessings that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has bestowed upon us. And we don't speak out of a sense of pride and arrogance, but we speak rather with a sense of humility and humbleness. That Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given me so much, and I am truly a grateful and thankful servant. And the second thing with regards to the gratitude of the tongue is to speak the words of gratitude. You see, saying, thank you Allah, Allah is in no need of our thanks. Because everything is from Allah and everything is to Allah. So He is in no need for us to say thank you Allah. But rather what He wishes to see from us are the praise and the gratitude of our tongue. To say Alhamdulillah, and the beauty of this phrase, Alhamdulillah, one phrase includes praising Allah, and it includes thanking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When we say Alhamdulillah, when some good befalls us, and we say Alhamdulillah, we are recognizing that to Allah belongs all praise, and to Allah belongs all thanks. In the same way that if somebody were to give me something of this, if a friend of mine or a family member or an acquaintance were to give me some good, I would thank them. More so should I thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, because everything is from Allah. Every good that I have is from Allah. So not only do I speak about the blessings upon me, but I praise Allah with my tongue, with the glorifications that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam has taught us. And thirdly, and which is anyone who thinks about it will understand the sensibility behind it, is the gratitude of our limbs is to fulfill the commands that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has placed upon us. Those things that He has made obligatory upon us, we fulfill. Like the prayer, fasting, zakah, so on and so forth. And we keep away from those things which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has forbidden from us, and those things that which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made haram. And this, in a nutshell, in a very brief summary, are some of the ways in which humanity shows shukr. And by showing shukr, by being grateful and thankful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we can be alongside those people who are tried yet remain patient. We can be elevated to that status by having blessings and being grateful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We can raise our level to those who are tried by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and remain patient. We know the very famous hadith which I've mentioned before about those who will be rewarded much. Those who are tested in this life will be rewarded by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala if they showed patience. Similarly, those who were blessed by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala yet showed gratitude to Him will be rewarded in a similar fashion. Because no one wishes to be tried and tested by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he advised us to always ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for afiyah. Afiyah, as we've explained before, is, it's a broad, all-encompassing phrase, but it means all good and safety from the trials and tribulations of this life. And similarly, the many du'as in the Qur'an, the most famous of which we learn from a very young age, رَبَّنَا أَتِنَا فِي الدُّنْيَا حَسَنًا وَفِي الْآخِرَةِ حَسَنًا وَكَنَا عَذَابَ النَّارِ. When we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for the good of this world, and we ask Him for the good of the next world, and we ask Him to protect us from the fire, we are asking Him for good. We do not want Him to try us and put us into tribulation. So that, in a nutshell, is with regards to how humanity can sow shukr. And also a reminder that the blessings we have, the wealth that we have, the health that we have, can be just as much of a trial from Allah, a test from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in the same way that poverty can be a trial, or ill health can be a trial. Sulaiman alayhi salam, when he was given what he was given, he said that this is a trial, a test from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to see whether I will be grateful, whether I will be a Muslim, whether I will show shukr to him, or whether I will be ungrateful and show kufr. And this is where Iman and Islam are equated with shukr, and kufr is equated with ingratitude to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So this was a recognition on the tongue and the heart of Sulaiman alayhi salam, that every blessing that we are given itself is a trial, and with that trial, we need to show gratitude and be grateful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So, some practical tips. And you know, to be honest with you, I didn't really have much time this week to prepare a khutbah. So this was taken from a khutbah by, subhanallah, I forget his name, and I listen to him all the time. I've met him for several years. Sheikh Yasir Qadi. So this is a khutbah which is taken of his on YouTube. And he gives 5 practical tips taken from the sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam in how we can show gratitude and be grateful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And before I start this, we need to understand that the greatest gift, the greatest blessing that we have as Muslims is Islam. Just yesterday, I went to the hospital to see an old school friend of mine, who I lost contact with, but who wasn't a Muslim, and he was on life support. He had banged his head on the floor, and he went to A&E, and after they stitched him up, they wanted to do a scan. He discharged himself, and the next day he fell unconscious, and they took him back to hospital, and they found that he had had a brain bleed, and the pressure had built up, and basically he was brain dead. His brain was destroyed. And I went there, and I saw him lying on the bed with his ventilator and tubes going through his mouth. And the first thing which came to mind was the gratitude that I have of simply being a Muslim, of having Islam in my life, of acknowledging that it is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala who is my creator. It is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to whom I show all gratitude and thanks. It is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala who everything that I have is from Him. And it is to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that I and my friend are traveling to. And the people in the room, all of them non-Muslims, they were standing around him. And no one knew what to say. Who do you call upon when you don't believe in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? When you don't acknowledge Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who do you call upon to help and aid the one who is passing away? No doubt, death can never be prevented if it is written. But the beauty that we have as Muslims is even for our those who pass away from the from our ummah, we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to have mercy upon them, to make their passing away easy, to make their reckoning easy, to make their grave a garden, and so on and so forth. And I thought to myself, who will they call upon? Who will they ask? And now his journey to eternity has begun. And the greatest calamity for him is that he did not acknowledge Allah and he did not worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So the greatest blessing upon us is Islam. And that is one thing we should be truly and utterly thankful for. And it is such a blessing. It is such a blessing that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has promised anyone who dies upon La ilaha illallah that they will never reside in hellfire for eternity. Anyone who dies upon La ilaha illallah will never reside in hellfire for eternity. Even if they go to hellfire, may Allah protect us from that, even if they go to hellfire, they will never reside in it forever. They will eventually come out. This is the blessing of La ilaha illallah. So should we not be grateful? Should we not show thanks to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? So anyway, coming back to the five practical tips, he says the first thing is, don't be greedy for more. Do not be greedy for more. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, with regards to the son of Adam, that if he were given a valley of gold, a valley of gold, he would never be happy until he had another one like it. And so on and so forth. If he had two, he will want three. If he has three, he will want four. And so on and so forth. And nothing will satisfy the belly of the son of Adam except the dirt which will fill it when he is dead and buried. Brothers, can I ask you to fill up the gaps, come forward and allow the brothers who are still coming in to find a space. Jazakumullah khair. Brothers, there's space at the back, please. Find yourself a seat. So do not be greedy, but rather be grateful for what you have. And the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said in a hadith in Ibn Majah, he said, be content and you will be the most thankful of people. If you are content with what you have, you will always be thanking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for what you have, and you will never be ungrateful. Whether you are a millionaire, a billionaire, or whether you are a pauper, if you are content with your lot that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given you, knowing and acknowledging that this life is a fleeting moment, a fleeting blip in my life to come, then you will always be grateful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. There is a beautiful narration by Salman al-Farsi radiallahu anhu, who said, there was a man who was given many of the luxuries of this world, and they were taken away from him. But he continued to praise and thank Allah until everything that he had was taken away from him, even his bed. And then he still praised and thanked Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And when you are in this state, my dear brothers and sisters, this shows that the blessings that you have are in your hand and not in your heart. Meaning the things that you have acquired around you, the wealth, the money and so on and so forth, the mal, the things are in your hand and not in your heart. The problem arises when they reside in your heart as well in your hand. So continue. Another man who had also been given many of the luxuries of this world asked him, what are you praising and thanking Allah for? The man said, I am praising and thanking Him for blessings which, if others ask me to give them in return for all that they have, I would never give them up. He replied, what can these be? He asked, can you not see? And then he continued, I have my eyesight, my tongue, my hands, my feet, and so on and so forth. My dear brothers and sisters, if I were to say, I will give you £1 million, give me your eyes, no one will ever do it. If I were to say, I will give you £1 million, give me your limbs, you will never do it. These are some of the blessings which money cannot buy, which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has not asked us for money. He has not asked us for anything in return, yet He has given them. He simply wants us to be grateful. So be content with what you have, and you will be amongst those who are thankful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Secondly, we should not live in this world oblivious to the blessings that we have been given. We should not live in this world like the cattle that we see around us, not having any thought process to our lives. But rather, we should look actively and monitor the many blessings that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us, so that we may be grateful to Him for what He has given us. How can we be grateful if we don't ponder upon the blessings that He has given us? So the Muslim, he or she is constantly aware of his life or her life and looking at the many blessings that Allah, like I said, some of them are apparent, but many of them are hidden. As for the apparent ones, we should show gratitude and we should be grateful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Basic, our children, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us children when we didn't have any. And we raised our hands and we asked Allah, oh Allah, give me a child, give me a daughter, give me a son. And then lo and behold, Allah answers our dua and He gives us what we ask for. We should show gratitude. We should be grateful for what He has bestowed upon us. Allah says in the Quran about Nuh alayhi salam, He said that he was abdan shakura. He was a grateful slave. And the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam further clarified this when he said that Nuh alayhi salam would never raise one morsel of food to his lips, nor would he take one sip of water, except that he would say, Alhamdulillah. Subhanallah. What a man. He would not raise one luqma to his mouth, nor would he take one sip of water, except that he would praise and thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. What did we say about Alhamdulillah? It is praise and thanks. One word. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and you know, if we don't go that far, then at least we should remember and memorize the dua after eating. Alhamdulillah, الذي أطعمني هذا ورزقني من غير عون مني والقوة. Praise be to Allah who has given us this food, allowed us to eat it, allowed for us to benefit from it. And we have no power of our own to have provided it for ourselves. If Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala did not allow the grass to grow, that fed the sheep, that fed the cows, that allow us to eat, that allow us to have strength, if He did not grow the chicken to make the egg, if He did not give us everything that we have, how would we feed ourselves? And we only have to look around the world where there is drought, where there is famine. There are brothers and sisters, our brothers and sisters, Muslims, who are starving to death. They are starving to death. They have the dilemma of whether they should put this morsel of food in one child's mouth or whether they should put the morsel of food in the other child's mouth. And it would be dependent upon whether one of those children will live or whether they will die. Be thankful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that we do not have this dilemma here in this country. Should we not be grateful, my dear brothers and sisters? Yet we are so hung up on what we don't have. And because of what we don't have, we show ingratitude to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We are bold in our arrogance to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. As though we have a right. As though we have a right to health and wealth and a good life. Subhanallah. How ungrateful is man. The third thing he mentions, he says, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, there are two things, whoever does them will be written amongst the grateful and the patient. Two things. If you do them, you will be written amongst the grateful and the patient. What do you think they are? Do you think it is memorizing pages and pages of the Quran or long, long du'as? No, my dear brothers and sisters. It is the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, the first of them is to look at people above you when it comes to your religion and want to be like them. Look at people above you when it comes to your deen and wish to be like them. The people who have memorized the Quran, who teach it, who recite it. The people who have knowledge of Allah and His Messenger. The people who have knowledge of Allah and His deen. The people who practice their religion. The people who are God-fearing. The people who are upright. The people who are noble. The people who are Muslims. Look at them and wish to be like them. And then what did he say? The second thing is, and look at people below you when it comes to this world, and thank Allah that you have not been tested like them. Subhanallah. Brothers and sisters, how topsy-turvy, how upside down is our thought process. that we look at those above us when it comes to wealth and when it comes to the dunya, and we wish and we aspire to be like them. We aspire to keep, to have what they have. Regardless of whether these people are upright and noble or whether they are the lowest of the low. My wife was speaking to a work colleague of hers, a young girl. And there is a program, which I hadn't heard of until recently, on TV. The real life program following people. It's called Keeping Up with the Kardashians or something like this. And apparently this family are, you know, the A-list, you know. And this young girl watches this program and wants to be like them. And actually looks at her own life. And she even said to my wife that I had this problem once in my life. And I asked myself, what would the star of this program, what would she do? What would she say? And then I was shocked to find out how this woman, how this family became famous. You would not believe it if I were told you. And it's not, this minbar is not a fitting place for me to tell you how they became famous. Yet they are one of the leading families in the world. So many, so many young people look up to them and want to be like them. It is shameful. Yet this is the world that we live in today. We live in a society which promotes greed and wealth. Every time you read in the article, such and such a person, the 10 steps to how he became a multimillionaire. And there we are at night time reading these 10 steps. Oh, I need to do this. I need to do that. Yeah, okay, I have to do this. Yeah, when it comes to 10 steps to save yourself from the hellfire, we're oblivious and we don't even care. We have put all of our eggs in the basket of the dunya, and we don't have a single egg in the basket of the akhirah. Yet this dunya, we all acknowledge that it will die and it will pass away, and it is just but a fleeting moment. Yet the life to come will be everlasting. So where are our priorities, my dear brothers and sisters? So look at we look at those people with regards to religiosity who are above us, and we wish to aspire to be like them. As for this dunya, we look at those people, and brothers and sisters, we live in a time where, like I said, you only have to switch on the news to see your brothers and sisters, how they are dying, how they are facing trial and tribulation, and simply be grateful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that He has not placed you in their position. All around the world. When I, you know, a few decades ago, it was mainly Palestine, and then Bosnia, and then after Bosnia, it was another thing, and then another thing. Now, it's everywhere you look. The Muslims are in trial and tribulation. So we have many opportunities to show gratitude and to show thanks to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and be grateful for what He has given us, and to understand that truly we have afia in our lives. Alhamdulillah, the majority of us. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said to Mu'adh ibn Jabal, he goes, oh Mu'adh, I love you for the sake of Allah. By Allah, I love you. Never fail to say after every prayer, Allahumma a'inni ala dhikrika wa shukrika wa husni ibadatik. My dear brothers and sisters, if you don't know this dua, go away and learn it immediately. It is one sentence. Oh Allah, help me to remember you, to be thankful to you, and to worship you properly. Such a beautiful dua. And the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said to Mu'adh ibn Jabal, I love you for the sake of Allah. Imagine the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam telling you that he loves you. And then, to show his love, he says, never fail to say, after every prayer, this dua. Oh Allah, help me to remember you, to be grateful to you, and to worship you properly. Such a small dua, after every prayer, let us learn it, let us teach it to our children. And finally, he mentions, appreciate the blessings that we have, that other people have given us. Show gratitude to Allah, to the people, and Allah, and you will by default show gratitude to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, whoever does not thank the creation does not thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So we recognize the many people in our lives who have brought about some benefit to us, whether it be large or whether it be small. starting with our parents. And I mentioned this last time when I was last here with regards to the duty and the obligations that we owe to our parents. But extending from that, our families, our friends, whether they be Muslim or whether they be non-Muslim, show gratitude and thanks to the people, and by default you will show gratitude and thanks to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So I make dua that Allah makes us those people who are grateful to Him throughout our lives and never show ingratitude to Him for the things that we don't have, but rather we show gratitude to Him for the things we have. Subhanaka Allahumma wa bihamdik. Ashhadu an la ilaha illa anta astaghfiruka wa atubu ilayka. Kima salat.